Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll bring you on into the temps, and we're all doing okay. Wow, 750 degrees in Gila Bend right now. Some surprise is starting to heat up as well at 1,300 degrees. So, you know, again, I'm not your dad, but I would get out.
Edition of Heat Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Layla
Wait for
Rahimi.
It. One more time.
A little key change at the end too. The Honorable Judge Rahimi is presiding. What you're doing, what you're not doing, and you shall be judged. The text line is absolutely exploding right now with so many aspects here, and let's just start around. Are we prepared? Are you set? Can we get in? If I may function as bailiff here and just kind of get into the docket?
Got a better
sure,
bailiff.
Sure, yes.
All right. The 847 says, I'm still going on my five-mile walk, just hosing myself down like Flashdance beforehand.
Okay, I like this because it involves water and you're probably getting some interesting looks. If you're not, I suggest you walk in different places but keep the same method. Listen, when I said in my here's how I deal with 100 degrees list, number six is drink more water than you think. That should really be number one. So hosing yourself down is always good. And frankly, my mom used to hose me and my brother down when we were playing outside in the summer. So I say it goes.
Okay. The 630 says...
Wait,
Judge
do I get the law and order thing or no? Yes.
Judge Rahimi, my case is this. I drive from the West Loop to work in Round Lake Beach. I have no air conditioning not turning on the air conditioning. Windows rolled down. It's roughly under 60 miles one way. What do you say? A 60-mile drive, windows open, no AC.
So the reason that local news stations often talk about heat waves is because of this factor that people still live their lives in this fascinating condition where they don't have air conditioning in their car or their home. And that's really where the health concern comes in. 60 miles without your air conditioner, you'd better roll down the windows, because if not, you have some serious, serious heat being trapped in that car. So I don't think it's the best idea for your health, and you might get some bugs in the grill, whether that's your car grill or your mouth. But other than that, I feel like that's the best way to deal with it. I worry about the rest of your week.
I'm not the judge, but I say turn on the damn AC.
I don't think he has it from what I saw from the text.
I thought he
didn't have it.
No, it didn't say that. It just said that he's there. I don't know. It might be a choice, or you can do what Jason Goff once told me is referred to as American Dream, and that is air conditioning full blast and windows wide open. Now, that's pretty cool, even though gas is $100 a gallon.
That's like smashing a million-dollar guitar at a concert. By the way, when I lived without air conditioning, I was not above putting my head in the freezer to cool off. Just saying.
The 309 asks, Judge Rahimi, can I walk into a nice restaurant with swamp ass from being outside, or do I have to shower first?
Okay, I'm bringing everybody in for this one. I need a jury, because while swamp ass is acceptable in some parts of these United States, I still feel like sweat is looked down upon in this region of the country, and therefore the region of your pants where the sweat would be. But I don't want to be judgmental here, because sweat is normal, as is one of the items on my list. How do you deal with the heat? You accept the life and you understand that your body is supposed to sweat. But do you really want to be sitting in a restaurant with swamp ass? Does that sound comfortable to you? Guys, what do we think? Jury?
I think it can't happen. I'm sorry. If you can avoid it, avoid
yes.
it.
Yes. I would say unless there are extenuating circumstances that you absolutely couldn't help it, I would say probably shower or do the Rick can't move and have a change of clothes with you before you go into the restaurant. Or as you go to the restaurant, head to the bathroom and change clothes.
Yes. Maybe you change in the bathroom and don't ask questions if you're adjacent to this person in the bathroom changing. But here's the other thing. Just accept that you're probably going to have to take a couple showers in a day. And that's life right now.
708 says, I am a rep for a carbonated alcoholic seltzer company, and I work in grocery stores. What I do is I spend extra time in the walk-in coolers, sometimes answering my emails from the cooler.
Yes, this is similar to my head in the freezer quick fix. If you feel better being in the cooler, then you can stay there, because how many times do we joke, Dan, that our studio is a meat locker?
Ugh.
However, but don't forget to leave the cooler.
When does it get weird? When do patrons of the grocery store like walk by like, that guy's still in the cooler?
Well, he's in the walk-in part, right? He's not like standing in the door of the case that faces the aisle. Right?
Right. He's not responding to emails next to butter or anything like that. Like,
or is he? Because if so, that's bold, and that needs another topic here. Here's what we do know. We like alcoholic seltzer, and we like the grocery store.
Correct.
Next.
Several food-based questions here. And
oh, no.
This one, there's a 708. I think you can deal with the food stuff maybe in one ruling here, Your Honor. The 708 says, I have food to bake or roast, and I won't turn on my oven in this heat. Another texter says, cream-based soups for dinner, are they acceptable?
I am one of those crazy people who eats soup in this weather, because how are you going to get used to the weather? How are you going to get used to it? By avoiding it? No. You have to do what the Bears did yesterday. You have to love the heat like you love football. You have to understand that the answer to the heat is more heat. I used to keep my house at 78. You know why? That's how you get used to this. It's like when I moved to Philly, I kept the house at 54. A, because it was built in the 1800s, and B, because I had to get used to it. So you know what? Have your soup. Just don't go outside and do jumping jacks afterward in 95 degrees, because it might come back to you. And another thing, people, stop leaving things outside. I know I saw pizza and that got 2 million views or whatever on Twitter. Do not leave anything outside right now in this heat. It's going to go bad for you. Wait, what was the other food question again?
It was not turning on the oven to roast things.
I don't think... It depends on the model of your oven. Some ovens self-vent, but a lot of people tend to avoid it, so you just use a grill. Isn't that the whole point of the grill, is to grill in this kind of weather so you don't have to use the oven?
I thought that was the point of why deep frying was a part of Southern cuisine, was because it didn't heat the whole house.
I mean, it comes with its own issues, so therefore you could air fry it, right?
I don't know if you're going to air fry a pork loin roast, but I would say...
Why not? Will it air fry?
Different segment. We have a caller to Heat Court. Ryan in Carpentersville, welcome as we swear you in.
Hey, Dan and Layla. I am seal coating parking lots and applying 400-degree tar to asphalt right now.
Is that considered hot mix, or is that considered the like... What's the one that's not the hot mix that they use in the summer?
It's a crack sealant. It's emulsified crack sealant.
Okay, I knew there was something that wasn't the same.
Hmm. I don't know how it is in that sounds awful, frankly. I'm just glad I'm not doing that.
Ryan in Carpentersville, you're a badass. How can we help you today?
Yeah. I think he's asking just whether or not that it's something he should be doing.
Okay, so this is something that I learned as a news reporter. There is something that is the alternative to the hot mix, but it's been a long time since I've had to talk about it because we have different issues here with construction season and non. But first of all, I feel bad for that guy. That sounds miserable. And then secondly, whatever that alternative is for hot mix seems like something a lot of states use in the heat. So that way, like, people's safety and also the roads can be better cured. You guys know better than I do, but I feel like there's something there.
Next on Heat Court, Rob and McHenry on the score.
What's up, guys?
So, hello.
Quick question. I'm a baseball umpire at night, and I had a game last night, obviously hot. And is it cool to have about 2 inches all over the strike zone bigger when it's that hot?
Yes.
To me, it sure is.
Yes.
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 Yes. Spoken as a pitching dad, the answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah, I mean, the first kid comes up and it's 3 inches outside and I strike and the kid looks at me. I'm like, kid, it's 94 degrees. I'm overweight. I'm back here hot.
Yes. I wholeheartedly, absolutely.
Nice as of Eric Gregg to call.
Robin McHenry, we don't deserve you. You sound like somebody who's having fun in youth sports. As a ref or umpire, that is amazing. God bless you.
But I do need a ruling because I wasn't kidding. 5 o'clock
legal.
doubleheader on turf today.
Do you remember that trash lineup that Tony La Russa put out last year when it was 100 degrees in Kansas City? One of our texters reminded me of that.
No.
If that's okay, Robin McHenry is the president.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.